Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
As we continue our series, please turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Here's the second lesson of love then that we see in verse 2. Without love, your learning and spiritual gifts, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, there's learning. Spiritual gifts, there's a gift of prophecy. Without love, your learning and spiritual gifts will amount to nothing. Nothing has been described as a zero with the rim rubbed out. There is really nothing there. You say, Pastor, you know, when I look at this, and I look at these verses, that's not the way we ordinarily think. That's not the way we see things. Is that really the way it is? Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm asking you to do is to look through the window of the Word today, to look through the lens of the Lord that He offers us here and in His economy and the way He sees things to demonstrate here is what life is really like. Because without love, your learning, though it may be great, you may have a tremendously high IQ, you may understand all mysteries, all knowledge. The Bible says without love, you're a zero with a rim rubbed out. Thirdly, in verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned. Now, let me just ask you a question. A minute ago, I gave you a definition that said it is self-sacrificial and self-denying. Doesn't it appear to you, according to those first two phrases in verse 3, doesn't it appear to you that at the very least what you have here is self-sacrifice and self-denial? Look at it again. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, that seems pretty self-sacrificial, doesn't it? And though I give my body to be burned, that certainly seems self-sacrificial and self-denying. You say, then wait, what's really going on here? Well, the point is, there is something more. It is not merely self-sacrifice and merely self-denial. We might be tempted to think, well, I deny myself. There's certain foods that I won't eat, or I give my money, I give an offering, I do my best to try to reach out to others. I am self-sacrificing. What the Bible is showing us in verse 3 is it is possible to be self-sacrificial, always, constantly giving to others, but to do so, isn't this amazing to you in verse 3? But to do so, look at it very carefully, to do so with an absence of love? What goes on here? What? How could this be? Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is speaking to us this morning and showing us that that is very possible. He says here, though I give all my goods to feed the poor. If you give toward various relief efforts. By the way, many of you have asked me about looking at the situation with the tsunami. I have searched and searched for someone that we could work closely with to help in that region, and I have yet to find anyone. I have already received communication from some men who said all our houses are gone and our possessions. We've had numerous funerals in the area and could you please help us? But then when we go to look on the map of where their city is, we find it is hundreds of miles from the devastation zone. And the way they showed it to us, it was that they were themselves were experiencing this. And so there's a good deal of fraud going on in the region. I just want you to know that. We have looked very carefully, try to help. If I were you at this present time, in order to preserve life, I might consider giving toward the Red Cross or something that could help maintain people alive and maintain their lives. And while we are doing that, we're going to continue to look for a good, trustworthy man of integrity who preaches the gospel in the region through whom we could work and who would be capable of administrating funds and resources. He says here, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned. You say, what's this about? At the very least, scholars are all over the place on this one. At the very least, here's what it implies. It implies giving your life as a living sacrifice, in the words of Romans chapter 12. If you live your life in a self-sacrificial manner, and he says here, and I have not charity, it profits me nothing. The Apostle Paul said, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain and labored in vain, implying, ladies and gentlemen, that it is possible to do so. It is possible to live your life in such a way that it is empty. At least one of the formulas for emptiness, one of the formulas for disaster, for a life, is this absence of love. You know that when we went through the Loving One Another series, the Love One Another, we talked about the Lynn Project, L-Y-N-N. Remember that? Love your neighbor now. And we went looking for specific ways to love your neighbor now, and we began to talk about some things. So I ask you this morning, how are you doing on that? The other day, in the ice and slush, we were trying to proceed in a good manner, driving cautiously, trying to keep appropriate following distance from the car in front of us. And a man in a bright red SUV, no offense to anybody with a bright red SUV here, but a bright red SUV pulled right in front of us. And if he had hit the brakes, we would have had a giant collision, and I would have hit him right in the back. And I turned to my children, I said, "Do you see what this man's problem is?" That's, by the way, a lot better than yelling and screaming. You know, he's not going to hear it anyway. I turned to my children and said, "Do you see what the man's problem is? The man's problem is he really doesn't love others. He has no real regard for the lives of others. Though he doesn't know me from Adam, he has no genuine love for strangers because he is so intent on having that particular portion of slush before everybody else does." What about, you've heard a lot about the insider trading scandals. You know that there are people who will go in and they will try to buy stocks based on information. They will try to buy stocks at the expense of others, ultimately. Or they will try to pump a stock way up that they own, and then when the price gets to a certain height, they will sell it, and it'll drop down, and they'll make money that came really out of the pockets of others. Why is that wrong? Well, it's wrong because it's a failure to love others. When you scream at the cashier or are surly to a waitress, what is your problem? Your problem is that you don't genuinely love others. This morning after the service, we're going to be meeting with those who are interested in going to Kirikou. Why Kirikou? Well, a radio tower down there with our ministry at Harbor Light Radio needs to be installed. Why is this important? Because 2.8 million English-speaking people receive the gospel on a daily basis from that radio tower, and it has to be done. Why does it have to be done? Well, it's out of love. We love our neighbors, and we want to do our best to reach out to them. When a woman dresses in such a way that it draws a lot of attention to her body, what is her real problem? Her real problem is that she really doesn't love others. She's demonstrating that she really doesn't love the Lord, and she really doesn't love others. When you offer to go help clear the snow here at church, or your neighbor, you go and clear their snow for them, why do you do such a thing? You do such a thing because you love others. And this day, in these last few days, we've really had a lot of opportunity to demonstrate love, have we not? You remember there are two musical notes whenever you're on an icy sidewalk. Those two musical notes are C sharp or B flat. And I would imagine some of you here have been flat over the last few days, as you fell flat of your faces. As we're concluding the message, we're demonstrating in that third lesson of love that without love, your lifestyle of sacrifice will gain you nothing. Your lifestyle of sacrifice will gain you nothing without love. Without love, it's nothing. You say, "But look, I've worked my fingers to the bone. I've given to others." Without love, ladies and gentlemen, as you look through the lens of the Lord, without love, you gain nothing from that. As we conclude, I want you to turn over to Matthew chapter 22. And while you are turning, I want you to try to call to mind the passage you just had in front of you. And I just want you to stop and think about it. If you stop and think about it in a different way, there are, in a sense, in verses 1, 2, and 3 that we just read, there are accounting formulas. Let's stop and think about these accounting formulas just for a moment, all right? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. So what if I took an ability to speak with tongues and added to that an ability to speak as angels? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I subtract love. Love is absent. What is that equal to? It's equal to sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. Okay, what if I have the gift of prophecy and plus sign, I add to that the gift of prophecy and I understand all mysteries, plus I understand all knowledge, minus charity, I'm a zero with a rim rubbed down. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, that's good. Plus, I give my body to be burned. Absent, loving, charity, I'm nothing. Why is this so important? Because in Matthew chapter 22, someone went to the Lord Jesus Christ, a lawyer, someone who knew the Old Testament law, walked up to him in verse 36 and said, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" What if you had to say what is the greatest commandment, what would you say? Here's what the Lord said in verse 37. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." If you leave out love, you leave out the first and highest and greatest priority. If you are not living for others' victory, for the Lord's victory, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, to live for His glorious victory on earth and others' victory here upon the earth, to live for others' help and success and victory, and to live out of love, that's the first and greatest priority. The Lord is saying here on these two, love for the Lord and love for your neighbors, on those two, everything else hangs. Those are the two supporting fixtures. And so if we are lacking in this self-sacrificial, self-denying act of the will to meet the needs of others, to help them succeed, the Bible says we're absolutely nothing. I'd like to ask you this morning, have you come to know the great love of our Lord Jesus Christ? If you were here this morning and you'd say, "This message is a characterization of my life," perhaps one of the problems is that you've never genuinely been converted, that you've never really genuinely been saved. Sir, may I point out to you the goodness of God, which leads us to repentance, Romans 2 tells us. The Lord has loved you, has lived for your victory in everything, an open door He has placed before you, a great open door that no man can shut. He is the door. He is the door of the sheep. He's the door to heaven. And He came to this earth to die for your sins, to say, "I am living for your victory, eternal victory," because He loves you. Would you not this very day turn from your wickedness and your sin and turn to the Lord who loves you and say with John in the Revelation, "Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, He loves us." What wonderful, transforming love this is. Christians, has there been an absence of love? Don't go through life as a nothing. Let's not go to the judgment seat of Christ and have only wood, hay, and stubble. Let's go to the judgment seat of Christ, having been motivated by a genuine love that lives for others' victory in everything.
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.